Okay, are we on?
Yeah, we're on. We're live. Today's daf is Bava Kamla Daf Tzadi Gimel. We're going to start on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis from one of the Yom Arle Rabbis. Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lezechar Nishmas Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, we are by Amarle Rava, but which Amarle Rava? It's the Amarle Rava, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I should have counted before, about 11 or 12 lines from the bottom. You okay? Yeah, we got a lot to cover. Amarle Rava, Le Rava, Bar Mari. Rava says to Rava Bar Mari, Minah HaMilsa, the Amar's agency, where's a Torah proof for that what people say, if you call your friend, he doesn't answer. Rami Guda Rabba Shadibe. They put a big, big wall between you and him. So as Rashi explains what's going on here, you try to be mochiach your friend. And he doesn't listen to you. Doesn't answer you. He's not going to do tshuva. You don't want to be affected by his evil doings. So you put up a wall between you and him, so you're not affected. Which seems to go smack against the face of Gemara and Erechim that seems to say that you're supposed to be mochiach your friend at least, you know, 100, even if 100 times you're supposed to be mochiach your friend. So it depends. So the Erechim there and Yavamas gives an answer. It depends on what the response of your friend is. If your friend says, you know what, you're right, I can't get myself to correct myself, then 100 times keep doing it, because hopefully he's going to do tshuva. But if he says, you know what, get out of my face, what you're telling me is wrong, what I'm doing is completely right, then maybe he's not responsive to the criticism, then maybe it's best to stand down. But you put a wall between you and him. Right, where's the pasuk that proves this? Amalei, we learn this from what the Torah said, what the Navi Yecheskel says, talking about Hashem to Klal Yisrael, Yan Tiartich. Since I purified you, velo taharta mitumaseich, and you didn't, I gave you the opportunity to become pure, and you didn't take that opportunity to purify yourself from your impurity. Lo tishari od, I will not purify you again. And at the end of the pasuk, which I think is most crucial, ad hanichi is chamasi bach, until I put my wrath upon you. I think chama chamisi, maybe that's the thing. So you see that if you don't do tshuva, it says to put a wall between you. So that's what Rashi explains. That's the Rashi and the Meiri. But the Hagos Maimonos and Sanhedrin Perichavav Ozdalad and the Rosh and the Tshuva Klal Samuches, they bring the name of Rav Yosef Tov Elim. There are two Rav Yosef Tov Elim. I told Menachem about this yesterday. The two Rav Yosef Tov Elim. There's one later Rav Yosef Tov Elim. Tov Elim. Tov Elim means Bonfils. He's quoted as Bonfils in the scholarly literature. One of them wrote a Perish on the Ibn Ezra. He lived in Svarad, and he moved to Yerushalayim in 1385, wrote a Perish on Ibn Ezra. Some controversial statements about things he has in the Perish on Ibn Ezra. There's another Rav Yosef von Fields that Rashi quotes a lot. He's also the Mechaber of Chasal Sido Pesach, which we say at the Seder. So they quote in the name of Rav Yosef Tov Elim, who says that, and what we're talking about here is that if you call your friend to come to Beis Din, and he refuses to answer, then you can throw the wall up him. Means if he doesn't answer, you can take him to secular court. It's a big shaila. How do you do that? It's a big issue to go to secular court. Just because he doesn't answer, you can send him to secular court. But that's what he quotes. So im karas lechaverach b'dinei Torah v'larotz levo im kol dom b'dinei Yisrael. You don't have to keep asking to come back. You can put a kotel. In other words, you can send him a din b'dinim goyim. And therefore, so Rosh and our parak quotes a Rav Paltiel Gon, who says if someone's Messiah, if they come to Dinei Yisrael, then you can kofi him in the Arkos. Question is whether you have to ask for shus from the Beis Din in order to go ahead and get him and bring him into the Arkos. So the Rush says that you don't have to bring shus, and that's what the Torah says, and that's what the Ramah paskins. But the Gidoli Truma says that you have to, right, but the Ramah says, sorry, the other way around. But the Ramah says, like the tour, that you have to ask for shus, but the Gidol Truma says you don't have to ask for shus. But it's an interesting thing to whether or not you have to bring him to ask him to come to court. And the Sivas writes, and the Yoruch HaShulchan both say that you can only do that if you're pretty certain that the judge, the rule of law in the court is similar to the rule of law in the Beis Din. If it's going to be completely opposite, then it's a Ziyah Fatorah, you can't do it. Okay, that was the first one that we have today. Amalei Rabba Bar Mary. Hamil, see the army in this. What about this thing that people say? Beer deshasis mineos, boar that you drank water from. Lo tishti bekala, don't throw any dirt into it. In other words, it's sakaras hatov. You drank from something at one point in time. Don't do something bad to it. Amalei, because the pasuk says, midiksev lo sisaiv adomi kachikahu. You shouldn't hate an adomi because he's your brother. Velo sisaiv mitzri kiger hayisab arzu. You can't do anything bad to a mitzri because you were a ger. He provided you when the times of Yosef, when there was a rav, the mitzriim provided you with food. So I guess the kal vachomer pretty much. If you should show a karas hatov to an inanimate object. We learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu also. He didn't want to. You know, the Rashi says Moshe didn't want to hit the ground because the ground hit him. Therefore, Aaron did the first two makos. But Kal v'chomer have to have a karas hatov from animate and people as well. Next, Amalei Rav l'Rav bar Mary, Minaha Milsa the Amri Inish. How do we know this? This is what people say. E dalis dura dalini, the ilo lo dalini. In other words, if you're going to carry the burden with me, I'll go. But if you're not going to share in the burden with me, I'm not going to go. I don't want to do it myself. So he says Amalei midiksev because it says by Barak and Devorah. Devorah told Barak to go to war, and Barak responded, "Vayomer le'av Barak, im telchi imi, if you come with me, then v'halachti. V'im lo selchi imi lo yilef. If you don't come with me, I'm not going to go. I need help. Come with me." That's not next one. Amalei Rav l'Rav bar Mari. We know how milsi the Amri Inish. Where we know that people say, "Kad havina zutre le gavre." When you're young, people are machshav you, and they treat you like you're a givor. But hashda dekashina ledarjiki. But now that we're old, people treat us like babies. You see that a lot. You know, unfortunately, older people they treat like babies, even though they command more respect, not less respect. So Amarlei, I don't understand this story. So Amarlei meikara. Originally, it says by when you see Mitzrayim exiv by the night holeft lufneim yomam benud anan anocha maderach v'layla v'men eish larg lahem. Originally, Hashem himself went in front of them. But afterwards, after the chayta egel exiv, it says. He sends a malach and not Hashem. So okay, number one, we're not talking about young and old. We're talking about a day. You're talking about a couple days later, right? Chet Egel happened in year one. Number two, the malach that went before Hashem, Moshe spent 40 days and 40 nights arguing with Hashem that he shouldn't be a malach, that Hashem should come himself, and Hashem agrees, and the malach only coming back at the time of Yoshua. So I'm not exactly sure what this raya is. I don't know. Maybe. That's another question there. But it's not even in our youth. It's just a day later. It's like 40 days later. It was a malach by Matan Torah. And then there was Chet Ega, which is 40 days later. I don't know. I guess they age quickly. You know, it's like dog years. They age really quickly. You hear my question or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have an answer.
No, but you know, it says in Yirmiyah, Chesed
Nurayach.
Right.
So the whole Midbar was Nurayach. Right. That's just answer the question. No, it's fine. Questions are good. Alright, so Amalei Rav l'Rav bar Mary. Except at 9:30 at night, we're trying to put your kids to sleep. Amalei Rav l'Rav bar Mary. Menachem Milsa the Army Inish, where people say, Basa Mari Nichsi Tzivi Meshach. You should go after Ban Nechasim. If you latch yourself on to a wealthy person, you'll get some Shuman, you'll get some fat as well. Listen to the advice of the people who know what's going on. Who she says, Amalei, the Pasuk, it says, Midiksiv, Gam Lot Halechas Avram Hayatzon Vakav Olim. Lot also was rich. Why was he rich? Because he stayed with Avram. Okay. Next. Now that the Gemara brought Lael on Sadi Beis, said on Sadi Beis, that whoever's in Vakish Rachman or Schavero, and he also needs it, he's Nenet Chila. So the Gemara brings something similar the other way around. Amar Rachanan, Hamoser Din Al Chavero. Someone's Moser his Din to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't go to Beis Din. He says he looks to God for help first. Hamoser Din Al Chavero, who Nenet Chila. He's going to get punished first. Meaning God's going to... You're putting somebody else in front of me. I'm going to check you out first. Again, this is only if there's no recourse in Beis Din. Right? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vatoma Sarai el Abraham chamasi alecha. Sarai complained about Abraham that he didn't pray for her to have a baby. She thought and that Hagar had the baby first. Right? Pasuk says, Vatoma Sarai el Abraham chamasi alecha. Anochi nasati shechasi b'cheikech. B'cheikecha. Vaterki arasov akel b'nei. Yishpot Hashem b'ni u'v'necha. Hashem should be the judge between me and you. So she's already going, she's complaining to Hashem, right? So Uksiv, and then it says afterwards, Vayavo Avram l'spol l'sarah l'vakosah. The Gemara's assumption is that Sarah was supposed to live the same length as Avram. You see here that Sarah was died beforehand. Yeah, so maybe it's not a chait, it's just judging them with... it could be a machlokus, but that measures in this Gemara. Or it also can be that this is not necessarily a sin. It's just saying that she shouldn't have done this. She gets judged. The tzaddikim are judged very carefully. So she should have And the Gemara says, "Vahani mili the isle din ba'ara." That's if you can't satisfy the argument in the Beis Din Lamata. But if you can't, then you shouldn't be going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right away. Basically, Hashem is saying, like, why are you tattletelling? Go take care of yourself. You don't need me right now. If you need me, then I'm here. But if you don't need me, there's no reason to take advantage of it. So, and also, Amar Rav Yitzchak says, "Oilet soek yosim in a nitzak." The one who screams to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worse than the person who's causing the scream. I don't know what that means. Someone's oppressing you and you complain to Hashem, then you're worse than the person who's doing the oppressing. Okay. Tanya Namihaku, you also have a brisa similar to this. It says, Echon Hatsoik, right? It says in the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk is in Shmos. It says, Im Anet, talking about the Almana and the Ger. Im Anet Ane Oso, Ki Im Saok Yitzak Eli, Shamo Eshmat Saakaso, Vichara Api Barak Yeshem. So it says, Echon Hatsoik, Vi Echon Hanitzak. It says two, it's Tsaok Yitzak. Two Tsaakas, right? We're maharin to punish the tzoik more than the nitzak. I don't understand that either. The Torah says you shouldn't oppress the amana and the ger, so because they're going to complain to Hashem, and it's a bad thing to do. So if they do complain to Hashem, then we're going to punish them because they complain to Hashem. Seems a little weird. This is against the Ibn Ezra that Rabbi Ravah quoted a few weeks ago in the pasuk, who says that tzoik and nitzak. It's talking about not. It's the person who oppresses and the person who does it, who sees the oppression going on and doesn't do anything about it. That's Ibn Ezra. So maybe look up Rabbi Fields. Maybe what he says on that Ibn Ezra. He's a Rishon on Anachem. He's a Rishon. 1385. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "La'olam alti kilulas hedjot kala beinecha." You should never let the cursing of a hedjot be low in your eyes. You should be worried about that as well. Shari Rabbi Melech. Look at Abimelech, right? Abimelech took Sarah because he didn't know, he claimed he didn't know that she was Aishas Abraham, and he was Kilel as Sarah. He was Mekal as Sarah because she didn't tell him that she was Abraham's wife. V'niskayim is bizarre, and the curse was niskayim in her offspring. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Abimelech says to Sarah, "Hinei hulach suseinayim." You should be like covered eyes. So this is what the Gemara explains. Amrala, hoyo bikisis mimeni, since you hid from me, vilogi lis. Shehui Sheikh, and you didn't reveal to me that he is your husband. The garanta Eli at Tsar is there, and therefore you caused me the Tsar, which Hashem closed up all the holes in the body, right? He rots on, should be the will of Hashem. Sheyu lach b'nei kisuyim einayim. It should be to you as well that you should have closed eyes, right? And this took place in her son. It says, Yitzchak was blind. He couldn't see. It's the whole reason why Yaakov was able to get trick in quotes Yitzchak for the bracha. Okay, Amar Rabbi Abba Rabbo says the olam yodam in har near dafim velo min harodvim. You should always be the one being chased, and don't be the chaser. Be the chasee. Right? She ain lecha near daf baofes yosem itoru bnei yona. There's no bird that is chased more than the pigeons and the turtle doves and the pigeons. Right? And ve hechshir nakasa the gabim mizbeach. And the Torah is machshir those birds to be going onto the car onto mizbeach. So if you would always don't be a bully, don't pick on people. It's better to turn the other cheek. It's better to be chased after than to be the one chasing. I don't know, it says, you know, well, you're not supposed to be killed. But I guess, in a more general sense, don't be the bully. Okay, the Mishnah said that if a guy says, "Sivas," and either blind me, or chop off my hand, or chop off my leg, that you're chayiv. And if I say to you and you do it, you're chayiv. And even if I say do it, I'm going to ask liftor, you're putter. But if I say wound me, you're chayiv. If I say wound me, I'm going to ask liftor, then you're putter. So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, what's the difference between the ratio and seifa? If I say I'm going to ask liftor, why in one case you're still chayiv, and in the second case you're putter? So Amalei Rav Asti Bar Chama Rav Maishna Reisha U Maishna Seifa. What's the difference in the ratio where it says Simas Einai and you say Amanas Yipater you have to pay, and in the Seifa you say Amanas Yipater Yichayev. So Amalei, so he answered Reisha Lepish Einai the Mochal Rosh Yavarim. The Reisha is talking about you're making a permanent injury, blinding him or chopping off his hand. So a person may say that he really wants it, but really Umdum Das, and a person is not Mochal on the fact that he's going to lose one of his limbs. The Rashba quotes a Raibet who says that maybe he's saying it out of anger for some reason. But Umdum Das says it's not a real Mechila. Yosef Engel says from here, in Beis Otzer, he quotes from here, that you see that in court you can't go to Umdum Das. You can't check out what people really think. You can go, the Beis Din can adjudicate on that basis. So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi says back to him, what about Vichy Adam Mochel Tsaro? You tell me a person's not being Mochel on losing a limb, but is a person really Mochel on his Tsar? Because that Mashma that you just say wound me, you're potter, mokal atzar desanya, because if you say, hakani, pitzaini, yamanas liftor potter, if someone says, wound me, yamanas liftor, you're potter, why would a person why would a person be mokal on the tzar that he gets from being hurt? So Ishtik, Rava had no answer. But then he says, Amr, midi shmi lavalha. So do you have an answer to tell me what the difference is between the Reish and the Seifa? So Amaleh, he answered him, Haki Amr of Sheshis, this is what Rav Sheshis says, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. No, the reason why the Reish are your potter is because the Pagam Mishpacha, the family doesn't like being a family member of a cripple, somebody who has, of a blind person, or someone who doesn't have an arm. Okay, Itmar, right, and the Gemara now brings up Reish that has a machlokus about the reason. Itmar, Rav Oshia Amr, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. For Rabba Amar Mishum she'ein adam mochel rashi of arm shelo. He says, "Ein lachanami." No, the reason why the race is different is because someone's not mochel on losing their limb. There's a difference between losing their limb and just getting wounded. A person may say, "You know what? You want to punch me? Punch me. I'll get a black and blue mark. I'll be bruised, but I don't want you to chop my arm off." That's one mand amar. That's two. And Rabbi Yochanan says, "No, yesh hein shehu kalav and yesh lav shukahein." You got to check what the guy means. How do the answers? How do the answer? It's not every case is the same. Sometimes a yes is a no. Sometimes a no is a yes. Depends on how you ask it and how you answer it and what the situation is. So Tainami Hach, we have a Bryce that says that as well. A guy says, "Hakeni," I go to you. I say, "Hakeni pseini, hit me or wound me," right? Right, and the almanas liftor, and the guy says, "I'll be putter if I do it. I really want to give you a zet, but you know, I'm not going to be putter if I do it." So, and then he says back to him, right, the armalo hain. He says, "Yeah, hare yesh hain shu kalav." Sometimes the hain is like a lav, but if the guy says, "Cross ksusi, rip my clothing," and the guy says, "Oh, almanas liftor, I'll be putter." The armalo lav is not. You're not going to be putter. Hare lav shu kain. So then, in that case, the lav is like a hain because, "Yeah, rip my clothes. Yeah, you be putter. I want you to rip my clothing. Whatever." Yesh lav shu kain. Question is, Machlok is brought down whether or not it's now you're still in the isra, hit somebody, right? Learning, not, you know, our boy Mo, you can't hit him an extra 40. The guy says, "You know what, hit me, I'm an ass liftor," and we say you're putter, is there still an isra in doing that? You might be putter, but is it still usher? So the Rivash and the Rush, they say that if you give Rishus someone to hit you, right, you're only putter any from Mechiyav Mamon. But the Mak is over, Mishum Lo Yosef Kaloka. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Hilchos Niskei Aguf, if Dalet writes that the reason is because a person doesn't have Rishus over his body. You can have Rishus over the payment that comes out from the body, but you don't have Rishus over the body. The body is borrowed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't take away the Yisr.
Yeah,
the
Shabbos said, if you can't wound yourself,
right,
if you don't wound yourself in your putter, certainly it's a wound, if it's a wound someone else.
Right. Maybe you're saying over there that you can't, there's no one, you would never be chayav to pay yourself. By giving someone else permission, can you, I don't know how to explain that. Right. Well, that's what they're saying. But the Rush and the Rebar say that you're waiving everything. You're waiving everything. No, I don't know. I hear you. I know the Mechaskina says that if you give Rishus, you're not over in the lav because you were mochel. I don't know how you can be mochel alav. I don't know how you can say lav has been other than mochel. I don't know how you can be mochel alav. Okay. The Mishnah then said later, Shvores Kadi, break my jaw, cross Ksusi, or rip my shirt, Yuchayev. Even if he, but if he says I'm an ass liftor, then since he didn't say I'm an ass liftor, if he didn't say I'm an ass liftor, then Yuchayev. Very mini. So it's mashma that if you don't say Amanas Liftor, you're chayef. So very mini, we'll ask a stira from a brisa. The pasuk by, it's a little bit above Metziah, the pasuk by Shonim says, Ki yitain isha reyu chamor asher osev echo behema lishmor. If you give it to somebody to watch, then they're chayef. Right? The diuk is lishmor gelola abed. You're only chayef if you gave it to the guy to watch it, not if you gave it to the guy to lose it. Here, take this and, take care of it. He calls the wolf, take care of it. Get rid of it. Likes the reference. He gets to get rid of it. Lishmor v'lo la'abed. Lishmor v'lo l'kroa. Watch it and not to rip it. Lishmor v'lo l'chalak l'aniyim. Well, watch it and not to give it to the aniyim. But then you can't be tovei with him. But the gemara doesn't bring down if you give it to him. Our mishnah seems to say that you're only putter if you give it to him and you say rip it amanas liftor. Here you can give it to him for other reasons and you'll be putter. Some of the Ravuna lo kasha, there's no kasha. Had the asli yade, had lo asli yade. if the chayfetz is already in his hand, so he already accepted upon himself a shmira, so then he can't destroy it. If he doesn't accept upon himself a shmira, then he can destroy it. If he destroys it before he comes to mitorah shmira, so there's no chiyuv shmira will not rami on him yet. So therefore, you need a gemara. I may take it back if we have time, just to look at something. Okay, so Amalei Rava, but Rava says back to him, Lishmor to Asli Yadi Mashma. When the Mishnah says, the pasuk says Lishmor, so it's pot Mashma that already came into his hands. The Gemara answers El Amar Rava, Hava Hada Asli Yadi. Both cases, the Mishnah of Brian is talking about a case where the chepetz came to his hands before he ripped it or lost it. Below Kasha, there's no stira. And the Mishnah says the Asli Yadi B'Torah Shmira. If you give it to him B'Torah Shmira, that he's supposed to be a shomer, then only if Himafka tells him that he can rip it or destroy it. If he says Almanas doesn't say Almanas Liftor, then Yechayev, because he was Makabal Torah Shmira. But Ha, the Brisa, the Asli Yadi B'Torah Kriya, it was given to him to destroy it. So therefore, if he wants to watch it, he can watch it. If he wants to destroy it, he can destroy it, since he said originally that he's not being a Shomer. So the only time you have to say Almanas Liftor to make you Pater is if you give it B'Torah Shmira. But if you give it to him, B'Torah's destroy it, then you could destroy it, which I think is pretty obvious. Okay. Next, bring a case. You have it? We're right towards the bottom of Sada Gimel, the very, very, very bottom. Okay? It's like three lines in the bottom. Hahu Arnika, there was this purse that was filled with tzedakah. Hahu Arnika did tzedakah. The Asli Pumbedisa. It came to Pumbedisa, right? It was supposed to be given out to the Aniye Ir. Afkidei Rav Yosef Gabehu Gabra. So Rav Yosef, who's the Gabbai tzedakah, gave it to somebody to be a Shomer. There's a question of how he was able to do that. The Gabbai tzedakah is not supposed to be. I think it's Gemara Bava Metzi, the Gabbai tzedakah is not supposed to give it to somebody else. He's supposed to take care of the money himself. So, Afkei Rav Yosef Gabbai Hu Gavra, Pasheva, and the second guy was Posheya. So, Asu Ganve Ganvu, and he was Posheya. He didn't watch him, and Ganavim came and stole it. So he's Posheya. A Shomer is Chaya for Pshia. So, but this is stuck, and Rashi points out, right, well, the point being is that the most of Aniyim are not really designated for anybody in particular. So there's no Toveya. There's not necessarily any Toveya here. So what's he going to be Chayev for? But nevertheless, Asu Ganvu Gavu Chayev, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was Mechayev him to pay back the money that was stolen. So Amalei Abaye, Vahatanya, the Gemara says, Lishmor V'lo L'Chayev L'Aniyim. You're only Chayev to be Shomer. You're not Chayev if you're watching it to distribute it to the Aniyim. Why? Because the Aniyim aren't Tovim. There's no one, you don't know who's supposed to get it for. There's a discretionary fund and you give it out. So the answer is no, it's different than Pupadisha. Amalei, I need the Pupadisha, Mikitz Ketzluhu Vilishmahu. The Ani and Pupadisha, Rashi says, Ketzluhu, Maman Kach Mechach Lashabas Akolecha, Havile Maman Shish Viltovim, Karina Vilishmah.
Since in Pupadisha they knew exactly what each Ani was going to get, there was a ledger that, you know, Joe gets $100 and, you know, Steve gets, you know, $200. They know exactly what they can get, so that's considered he's being a Shomer, not Lechalik Laniim, and therefore he's Chayev. So I heard a Shiloh, someone asked, he had a Gavite Saka. And the night of Purim, he collected all the Moos Chitim, and instead of keeping the money, all the Matanos Levyonim, and the night before Purim, he leaves the money in his house to go hear Megillah, and there's a burglary. And this is not Pumbedisa where it's Kayetz. So it's really, he's a Shomer V'lo L'Chalik L'Aniyim. Maybe he should be Pater. So, Rav Zilberstein said that maybe, here he only had done the locked door, but he locked the door, Kuroi, but Rav Zilberstein said maybe he'd be Chayev, because it's the night of Purim. It's like a super pshia because everyone knows he's the Gavite Tzedakah. Everybody knows that he has the money beforehand. He really should have been. He's a target. He had a bullseye in his back. Maybe he should have been more careful. I don't know. He says maybe. He doesn't say for sure. Okay. Hajjan alach hachovel. Hajjan alach hachovel. Hajjan alach hachovel. Okay. 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 That was a nice face to see in the room. Okay. Oh, the bris is today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Probably Kron. Okay. We're Pesach Kron. I was coming here my daf.
You heard about your daf.
You heard about my daf. He thought Rabbi Rosner was still here this morning. Okay, next Mishnah, next parak. The next parak goes back to the halachas of Geneva, and also we're going to focus a lot on the halachas of Shinui.
right? Whether how is shinui is kohen or not. So the Gemara says shinui is kohen, but what types of shinui? So remember, we mentioned also once before that the concept of shinui hachozel b'riyaso. It's a reversible shinui. So we had mentioned Rabba, who said that shinui hachozel b'riyaso is still kohen. We can see here the Gemara. There's two other shitas. One shita that shinui hachozel b'riyaso is only kohen derabbanan, and one shita that shinui hachozel b'riyaso is not kohen at all. If we have time, maybe we can try to give a hezber for that machlokas. Okay, so Gemara Mishnah says hagozel eitzim v'ason kelim. Someone steals trees or steals wood, and he makes kelim. He makes a chair. He makes a table. Or semer rasa begodim. He steals wool and he weaves them into clothing. Mishalem kishas hagzela. He doesn't pay, give back. Doesn't give back the change because it's shinoi kone. He pays back to the owner the value of what he stole at the time of the gzela because the shinoi was kone. Because now he owns the object. Gozel para meuberes biyolda. He steals a pregnant cow, and the cow gives birth. Rachel to una, or he steals what's a rachel? It's a sheep. What is it?
E-W-E.
He steals a U, right? That's what the word I was looking for. Well, asam begadim. Sorry, rachel to una begadzah. He steals a U that's ready to be shorn, filled with the wool, and he shears it. Mishalem dimei hapara omedes leilad udmei rachel amodes legazes. He Machlokas Rashi, everybody in the rush about what the shinoi is with the para. But going to, with Rashi, that he keeps the vlad, because the vlad changed from an ubar to a vlad. He keeps the vlad. He gives back the mother, and he pays the difference between the value of a para that was pregnant and the value of a para that's not pregnant. Assumption being the value of a para that's pregnant is a little more. The article gives a whole example that it was $100 of the para, $130 if it's pregnant. It's $150 it would be the non-pregnant cow and the ubar. So therefore, he keeps the ubar. He gives back the para, which is $100, but he stole a $130 value cow, so he has to pay the extra $30. According to the Rush, the shinoi is on both the cow and the vlad. Because the cow is pregnant, and now it's not pregnant. I have to ask why that's not shina chozel b'riyaso upon those mandamar. He keeps the cow and the ubar, and he has to pay $130 to the owner because that was the value of a pregnant cow at the time that he stole it. Another machlok we've shown him is when do you value? What you say over here, right? He says mishalan dmei par amadus leili dmei rachel amadus legazes. When do we value the cow? Do we value the cow at the time of the gzela, or do you value the cow a moment before it gives birth? So Tosso says you value the cow at the moment before it gives birth. It says to make para omed this laid. And Rashi says no. We're talking it's kol gazlan mishalim kishasak gzela. You pay at the time of the gzela. Don't worry, we're set up. No disruptions whatsoever. Okay. So next case came. Gazo para. If you stole a cow, and it's abra etzlo biyaldo. You stole a non-pregnant cow, and it became pregnant by you, and then it gave birth. Rachel, you stole the ewe, vinit anna, and then it grew all the hair, etzlo, ugazza, and then you sheared it, mishalim kishasak zela. You don't pay kishasak zela, you pay it what its valued was when it was stolen. Zeha klal, this is the klal, kol agazlanim mishalim kishasak zela. All the gazlanim pay mishasak zela. You see the tension in the Mishnah between the Rosh and the Tosos. One side of the Mishnah says, the mei paro medes lele, where Tosos focuses on that lashon, but the Rosh focuses on the lashon, kol agazlanim mishalim kishasak zela. So which one is the real lashon that determines what timing when you make the estimation of the value? Okay, Amri. So now our Mishnah's mashma that dafka eitzin vasal kalim. If you stole wood and you made it to kalim in, then you're calling it out with a shinoi. But sheepon, if you stole eitzim and you smoothed them out, you sanded them down, then lo, the sheepoi is not considered a shinoi, right? And sem ever asam begodim in. If you stole wool and you made it to clothing, that is considered a shinoi, but libnon, but if you just wash them or whiten them, that's not. That's not considered a shinoi, and therefore that's not going to be kona. Aye, but we're going to ask Astira, Veriminhi, let's Astira from a brisa, gozel, eitzim, v'shipon, if you stole wood and you did shipon, avon in v'sitason, or stones, and I guess you somehow smoothed them out. Sorry? What's it say? Oh, semer the libnon. Also, you stole wool and you whitened it. Pishdom v'nikol. You stole flax and you cleaned it out from all the imperfections in there. Mishalim kishas hagzela. You keep the item and you only pay kishas hagzela. So this brisa seems to be saying that shipon is considered a shinoi. So Amar Abaye says no. We have to re-explain the Mishnah. Mishnah and the brisa don't argue. Amar Abaye tana didan katani shinoi de rabbanan da hadra. Our Mishnah is talking about a shinoi de rabbanan. What's the shinui derabbanon? Shinui derabbanon is shinui chozel libriyaso. We'll explain how that fits into the Mishnah. And the Brisa is talking about a shinui that's not chozel libriyaso, and that's a shinui deraisa. That's just talking about two different things. So Amar Rabbi Tanu Dan Katani Shinui Derabbanan the Hajra, the Kosher Kain Shinui Deraisa. Our Brisa is talking about Shinui Derabbanan and Kosher Kain Shinui Deraisa, and the Brisa is really talking about the Shinui Deraisa. What's the case? How does it work? Eitzin v'asa a kelim. What's the case of Eitzin v'asa a kelim? The Eitzin Mishupim. He stole already made. You know, he stole 2x4s. They're ready made. It's nothing. You don't have to do anything to the wood anymore, right? Eitzin Mishupim. My Nino Nisarim. The Shinui the Hadla Biyasuhu. The Ibai Mashliflahu. All he did is he basically stacked them up to make the chair. He put nails in them or something like that to make the chair. But it's very easy to return back to take out the nails, and it's chozer. You go back to it. He didn't change them, he just put them together. It's like the Lego. That's how I view it. He stacked them up, and you can pull them apart easily. But, so that's a Shinu Darabonon. And even that's Kone Kosuke Nashinu Daraisa, which is not chozer. Right? So and then Semer Vasal Begadin, how does he work out with the wool? But Semer Tavoy, it's already spun wool. So it's spun wool, the shin the hard also too, because you spun the wool and you made a sweater. So it's very easy to bring it back. You just pull it out. You know, the kids come home, they pull out their knot, and you can pull out the whole sweater. It's a chozer libriyaso. The ibai is sashali, you can take it apart. The kosher cane shino de araisa, and the kosher cane is shino de araisa. But tana bira, the braisa, shino de araisa katani, he only talked about shino de araisa. He's talking about a case where he actually chopped the wood and did change the wood and sheared the wood and cut it down to size. Or he made a whole change to the wood. Or he cleaned the wool. He pulled out all the imperfections. That's a shinoi deraisa. But shinoi derabanan lokatani. But shinoi derabanan he wasn't talking about. So there's no machlokus between the braisa and the Mishnah.
I stole something,
right,
and I made a bag. I can pay you back for the yarn.
Right. I think they talk about later in the parak. I think they're talking about whether or not you steal it and can you make a bracha on the item.
It's tomorrow.
Right. They want you to keep it.
It's a tshuva.
So I think you can keep
it.
Right. It's yours.
In this day, they'll offer you to give it
back. Right. But it's mashma, it's really yours. There's no problem with keeping it. You have to if you don't pay for it. But the only tomorrow's off talks about whether you can make a bracha on the object. They say bracha shiny. I think the Rosh, they talk about it. Maybe that's Beirut Beitzniyat Hashem to actually make a bracha on it. The kinyan works. Make it easy, but the Heshev Zazel Sher Gazel, it's yours. It's mama's yours. I don't think there's anything improper about it. It's improper to do the stealing to begin with. It's probably maybe improper to do the shinoi to begin with, but once you've done it, it's yours. It's yours. Okay. So Rav Ashi says, no, our Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about Shinuyim de Oraisa. They're both talking about Shinuyim de Oraisa, and therefore, Shinuyim de Rabbanon doesn't exist according to Rav Ashi. He claims there's no such thing as Shinuyim Chozer Libriyaso. There's just no such thing. It is, but it doesn't constitute a Shinuyim. So that's why he explains our Mishnah as also being a Shinuyim that's not Chozer. Rav Ashi Amar Tanid, and we'll read it inside. Tanid Didan, Nami Shinuyim de Oraisa Katani, is also talking about a Shinuyim de Oraisa. Eitzin Vasal Kalim, it's talking about a case, it's Buchani, the Hainu Shipon. You made some sort of pestle, I think, is the definition of it. So you really made it's a real change. The Shinu Deraisa, you made it into this type of pestle. And Semer Basam Begodim is Namti. I'm not exactly sure what you did. You made felt. I think you make felt. So felt, for whatever reason, is not chozer libriyaso. You can't pull it out. So our Mishnah is talking about specifically those cases. Those cases are Shinoi She'eino Chozer, the Hainu Shinu de Lo, right, which is the Hainu Shinu de Lo Hadar. Those are Shinois that are not Chozer. So there's a Machlokas, and if you look at Tosos brings down we don't look inside, all time, but Tosos brings down the Sheet of Rabba, who says Shinoi Chozer de Riyaso is Kone. So there's a three-way Machlokas. You have Rabba who says, on the extremes, you have Rabba who says Shinoi Chozer de Riyaso is a good Kenyan. You have Rav Ashi who says Shinoi Chozer Libriyaso is not a good kinyan, and somewhere in between you have Abaye who says Shinoi Chozer Libriyaso is only a good kinyan midirabbanan. So how do you mazbi that machlokas? So I think we said this once before: is what do you need for a shinoi? Do you need the shinoi kone because you altered the object? This is how our partners explained it, or does Shinoi Chozer mean that you converted the object? So according to Rabba, Shinoi Chozer Libriyaso, it's an alteration. He didn't convert it; you altered it. So that's good enough for Rabba. But Rav Ashi says no, you need to completely convert. You need to completely convert the object from one thing to another. If it's a chozer libriyaso, it hasn't been converted because it can go back to what it was beforehand. And Abaye, you have to explain that maybe on the Araisa level, he agrees to Rav Ashi. That's not, but the Rabbanon, they made a takana. Everyone come in. They made a takana that it would be a kinyan derabanan. Okay. So the Gemara then asks, "Libun mi have shinoi?" Is libun right? The Gemara said before that if you stole wool and you whitened it, you're called a shinoi. So Gemara asks, "Is libun making the wool white really considered a shinoi?" Birmini, well, that's kastira. The case places by Rashi's, I guess, it's supposed to give the first shearings of the wool to the kohen, right? But lo hispik litnu lo, you didn't give it to the kohen ad shetzibao until you colored the wool. Putter, you no longer have to give it to the kohen. You don't have to give the kohen before anything's done to it. But libno, if you whitened it below tzibao, but you didn't color it, then chayev. You're still chayev. So see here, whitening it is not enough of a shinoi. So if it's not enough, the comparing ratios, I guess, to Geneva, if it's not enough of a shinoi for giving it to ratios, I guess, then it shouldn't be enough of a shinoi to be shinoi kone. So the Gemara says, Amar Bai lo kasha, that's no kasha. Ha, the Brice who says that whitening is a shinoi is Rav Shimon hi. Vaha, and the Brice that says that libun is not a shinoi, that's a rabbonan. Ditsanya, because you have a Brice that says, again, by ratios, I guess, Gazizo, if you sheared the wool, Tivo, the argo, and then you weaved it, Ein mitzdarif. Ein mitzdarif means it's not considered, it's too much of a shinoi, it doesn't go, there's a certain amount that you have to give to the kohen, it's not mitzdarif to the other amounts that you have to give, it's not considered ratios, I guess. Right? Livno, but if you only whitened it, Rav Shimon Omer Ein mitzdarif. Shimon says that's enough of a shinoi, it's not mitzdarif. The Chachamim Omerim mitzdarif, it's not considered a shinoi, it's still going to be mitzdarif. Rava Amar, no, Rava says, no, ha, both the Mishnah and the Brisa, both of them are Chita Rav Shimon, the Lokasha, ha, one's talking about the Naputsi, where you talk, the ha, the Sarkis Ruki, one's where you just pulled out, you just whitened it by just pulling out certain things, and the other ones were actually combed it. If you combed it, that's more of a shinoi, and therefore that's considered a shinoi, and that would take it out from the Rishis, I guess. Rav Chia Bar Amar, he says, no, ha, the Chavre Chavure, ha, the Chavre Chavure. One is where you just whitened it regularly, and the other one is when you burnt sulfur underneath it to make it white through a sulfur. That's considered too. That's more of a shinoi. That's even more of a shinoi, and that would count voracious, I guess. Again, so Gemara now says, we've just said now the answer to the steer of Yosef, the answer to the steer of Rav Shimon. We see now that Rav Shimon says that libun is a shinoi. But hashta yishlomar tzavel Rav Shimon lo havishinoi libun havishinoi. We're going to make a brayso where even if you colored it, which seems to be more of a shinoi, we're going to say if you colored it, that's not considered a shinoi. Then how can you say that libun just whitening it is a shinoi? The sanya of another brayso gazas rishon l'tzvo. You kept shearing it and you colored it. Rishon v'tavo, or you kept weaving it. Rishon v'argo ein mitzdarif. It's not mitzdarif, meaning it's no longer within the parsha of rishus hages. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda omer rishon Rav Shimon tzvao mitzdarif. If you colored it, it's mitzdarif. So you see from here that he says that coloring it is not a shinoi. So if coloring is not a shinoi, how is whitening a shinoi? Coloring is more. So he says, Amar Bai Lokasha, Harabon Libra Rav Shimon, Harab Shimon ben Yehuda Libra Rav Shimon. Depends. The different shitas explaining the shita of Rav Shimon. Rabba Amar, he gives a different answer, and we'll stop over here. Rabba Amar, La'olam, Lopligi, Rabban Ali, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. No, there's a difference. Everyone agrees that Rav Shimon says that Livun is next up as a shinoi. Why is coloring not next of the kshinoi? Vishani tseva, coloring is different. Ho will be yachol lehaviro al yedei tzafon. You can get the white. You can bleach it to get the coloring back. Basically, you get the white back. You can get rid of the coloring by getting the white back. But by whitening it, you can't do anything. If you did the process that makes it really white, you can't do anything. Viki kasani hasam. Oh, but the Mishnah says lo hispik litno. Achet sivao putter. It said over there that if you colored it, your putter, meaning that is enough of a shinoi to make you putter, and therefore to make you not have to give it the ratios, I guess. We just said that coloring is reversible. Well, kimna kedivre ekol, that's talking about bakali elon, that's a certain type of color, that's talking about indigo, dilo over. That color cannot be reversed. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day. Oh, yeah.